Hello and welcome to the Wise Guys Podcast. I am your host, Brady Fitzgerald, joined as always by my co-host, Chris Hagan.
How guys doing?
Doing well today, Chris. We are in the middle of NBA free agency, and we're here to break it down. We're jumping right into it. We're going to start off. We had a tweet. Our good friend Ethan, been on the show before, told us to explain what's going on with NBA free agency. He said he's an NBA newbie. He really doesn't know how it works. Yada yada yada. So here we are. Right now in the NBA, there was a new CBA agreed on last year, and the CBA had this thing with first apron and second apron. And it's about the cap and how you control it. Basically, the logistics are once you reach a certain threshold, you're either under an apron or you're not. So if you pay, like if you're paying the luxury tax, so you're paying over the salary cap, you can either pay over this to this first apron or the second apron, and it affects how you build your team. And the first apron is I'm not sure exactly what the details are, but it's like you have restrictions on trades. The money has to match up automatically. Like it has to be like if you're trading for someone who makes 25 million, you have to trade someone who makes 25 million to match up. You can't trade two players to add up to that 25 million.
You can't take in more money than
Yes. Yeah. And You basically have to keep the same, like you have to keep the same money intact, basically. And then once you reach the second apron, that's a hard cap. Like your team's done. You can't sign anyone, even if they get waived in the middle of the season. You can't sign them. I'm guessing you can do like contract extensions, but they have to fit into the cap or whatever. Can't do any trades. And the real kicker is if you're. And I guess it only matters if you're bad. But if you're paying all that money and you're in the second apron, your draft pick will go to the 30th spot every year, which I think is a great rule.
If it's you are over the limit like 2 out of 4 years, then like in the fourth year, your draft pick gets sent. And it's like the draft pick is far down the road, right? Like it's not your next year's draft pick. Or is it? I read that wrong.
I think that's a good question. I think it's the same. I think
I was literally just catching up on it, so I'm not. I don't have like a knowledge of this.
All right. Okay. So yeah, you can't do any sign-in trades. That's another thing. I'm trying to look at the draft pick rule, but I know you're not.
Oh, never mind. The 7 years. I got tripped up. You can't trade your first round pick 7 years into the future.
Oh yeah. That's just that's been around, I believe, for a little bit, hasn't it? Or is it that's because you're in the second apron?
It says second apron teams.
Okay.
Okay. You keep talking. I'm gonna bolt a desk.
Okay. Yeah, try to figure out the draft pick thing, because that's a good distinction. But what I understand is that the second you reach that, your draft pick is gonna be 30th. No matter what your record is, I'm pretty sure it's every year, and it just rolls on year after year if you're paying. And it's the limit is 180. There's no way that's 100. I guess it'd be 188 million for one season. You're paying that salary for that one season, so that's the limit, and that acts as a hard cap. If you see when we talk about some of these free agency moves, we're going to have some questions on why these two teams didn't jump in, why these teams let these players go. And a lot of the answers are because of this second apron. A lot of teams have gotten scared already on locking in their roster, that hard cap. And I think we saw some frugal moves by the NBA due to this second apron already. So let's dive right in. You reading up on something, Chris, before we move on from the apron?
So, this line, it says, if a team remains in the second apron for 2 of the following 4 seasons, its first-round pick 7 years out won't just be frozen, it will be moved to the end of the first round. So it affects your future pick, which means if you go all in now, spending wise, and things don't work out, like if you're the Phoenix Suns or the Milwaukee Bucks, then 7 years from now, then you're toast because your first round pick is the end of the round when you could be trash.
That makes sense. Okay. That's an interesting wrinkle. That, like, especially...
It is very interesting.
Because that now, I didn't think it would affect ever, like, it wouldn't have mattered for the Celtics. Like, you know, they spend all this money, they're going to get the 30th. They want to get the 30th pick anyways. But if it's all of a sudden we pay this massive price, and in 7 years this pick is who, like Jason Tatum might be gone, Jaylen Brown might, who knows? So it's definitely a wrinkle that teams are worried about, and I'm guessing that's like probably the biggest one. Like I'm sure teams would over, like this is the NBA, teams would overpay and be like, oh whatever, we can't sign any more free agents, or oh whatever, we can't do trades or sign in trades or yada yada yada. But the second the picks start coming in, that's a potential 18-year-old French guy. So they're going to be freaking out. and they're going to want it to be where it should be. So hopefully that clarifies some stuff for casual NBA fans. It's still, you know, I'm not a lawyer. It's not, I don't know the ins and outs of it. But I know it makes it very, very difficult to change.
We should invite a lawyer on here at some point.
Do the apron talk
and just send them documents from the NBA and they can explain it in
just try to make
legal
it make
speak
sense.
That we can understand.
Okay, yeah. Let's make a now we got to make fun. a list of sports things that just don't really make much sense and we need the lawyer to figure it out. So we have the
we need lawyers to explain to us. Yeah,
first and second apron we got on there. Is there anything in the NFL? Like I kind of feel like that's like the easiest free agency. I feel like actually no, all the void contracts. I want the void.
Yeah, the dead money.
Yeah.
The
how the Saints can pay
contract
anyone.
Contract restructuring is the big one.
Yeah, that's another.
The Saints and the Rams. Although the Saints are screwed now. Like, I feel like, I think we're starting to get to
I think it's caught up.
Where it's actually having repercussions. Maybe it's just because they have Derek Carr instead of Drew Brees, but that's a topic for another day. I started to understand contract restructuring last summer. Or maybe it was this summer. Because I saw so much about it, and I was like, I need to at least have an idea.
This is totally off topic. We'll change it in 2 seconds for NBA fans. But the principle of it is you're converting a lot of the salary into signing bonus, right? And then it just counts for this year.
Correct. Yeah. Yes. All right. That's so you turn non-guaranteed money into guaranteed money, basically.
Yeah. All right. That was.
Then there's it affects the rest of the contract somehow, and
it's a mess. We need a lawyer.
CBD lawyer. All right. I also want to understand Ohtani's contract.
Like, how is that legal?
That's another one. That's broad question right at the start. How can he just do that? And he can just do that. But anyway.
Let's get in.
Grain away.
Yeah, let's get into the meat and potatoes of why we're here. The NBA free agency is here. We'll start off with the biggest fish that was in the market. It's Paul George. He opts out of his contract with the Clippers. It seems like he was destined to go to the Sixers. I mean, they were just a logical team that had cap space that would need a guy like Paul George to take them over the edge.
Needed a big splash.
Yeah, they needed a splash. And really, they just need to get rid of Tobias Harris. And they put a guy who's in there, that is going to be better. Just being on the floor is going to be better than Tobias Harris's.
Did you see Tobias Harris' contract before we get into Paul George?
Yeah, since it'll be the only thing we mention about it. Yeah, the Pistons, for some reason, gave him $52 million. I don't know who they're bidding against. I don't know who else offered him that, but they got their guy.
That's a wild signing.
Yeah, that was anyway. A weird one. But back to Paul George. So he signs $12 million?
12?
Is that what I'm looking at? Am I looking at that right? Yeah, 212, 4 years to the 76ers. And the biggest concern, I guess, for the Clippers was that fourth year, apparently. That's all I've been hearing for why he's leaving, why there wasn't even a sign-in trade, none of that stuff. They didn't want to deal with him in that fourth year because I'm guessing they're scared of the said second apron that we talked about earlier. Great move for Philly.
Oh, interesting. So because it's the 4 year span,
mm-hmm.
they would be over and interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm assuming the Sixers will also be over though, with Embiid, Maxey, and George all max. Although couldn't Maxey have waited longer to sign his extension? Didn't he help the team out a little bit?
Yes. He could have waited.
Not by a lot, but took a little bit less money.
Yeah, and he couldn't. He waited until after Paul George signed to then re-sign him. So it doesn't count towards. This is where we also need a lawyer. It doesn't count towards. Like, I'm going to explain this in a way that it's not. That's not how it is, but it's how it works in my mind. Is that their budget for free agents didn't get affected because Maxey was in-house.
Right. I remember that in 2K.
Yeah, they have the bird rights.
When you're re-signing guys, the bird rights.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and you can waive the bird rights.
Yeah.
And so because it was an extension and because they waited till after Paul George signed, it doesn't. And I don't think they're in the second apron. It'll be interesting to see. It's gonna be funny if basketball
way
talk
out of our depth right now.
No, it's gonna be funny though if basketball talk just becomes like, well, does this put the team in the apron?
This turns into contracting, which I guess like we should know about.
Yeah, we both work with contracts every day, but
you'd think this would be like the one thing that we would actually know about, but no, not at all.
Like, I get the money.
I shouldn't say not at all.
Yeah. I get the money. I just don't get what gets me wired up is when it affects their cap and when it doesn't. I just don't know when it affects
the cap. Right, yeah.
Okay, let's talk about some basketball. Basketball-wise, I think he fits perfectly with Maxey and Embiid. He doesn't have to be the second scorer. Of course, he doesn't have to be the first scorer. He can be the third option there. He can play good defense. And he put himself in a position to win a championship. So if you're Paul George, I think this is a win-win. You might have not wanted to leave LA. He is from LA, but you get to go to a great sports town in Philly and you get to fight for a championship. And I don't know if this puts, I mean, they re-signed Kelly Oubre. They got Andre Drummond. They drafted Jared McCain. Their roster's filling out and it's looking like it's funny. None of these teams, I mean, I can't be scared of any team defending champs here. So we can't, but it is. It's a formidable team that should be up to win against everyone in the East, right?
I keep going back and forth with this because when I look at it from the lens of a Sixers fan, obviously I'm going to be excited about this. Like, Paul George has been a premier player in the NBA for 10 years now. He's past his prime, but he's still... like, he's still an incredible player. The other side of me is like, this kind of feels like their last ditch option. And even though Maxey's young, it just feels like they've tried a lot with Embiid.
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of feels like the last op where, like, if this doesn't work, the whole thing is blown up.
Yeah, definitely.
And you're banking on a 34-year-old Paul George. You're banking on Joel Embiid, who doesn't stay healthy very often. That's the pessimist in me, is that as good as this could look at times, we're going to get to the playoffs, and they won't hold up. I'd be concerned about the depth of the roster as well. From just like a purely basketball standpoint, when they're on the floor together, I love it. Like, the fit is perfect. Like you said, he doesn't have to be the leading scorer, doesn't even have to be the second scorer. He's getting older, but he's still going to give you good defense. He's probably the best third option in the league now that he is a third option. It's a massive, like, if you just do him for Tobias Harris, that's a ridiculously strong upgrade.
Yeah, 100%.
So, from that, like, from a pure basketball, like, let's look at this in a vacuum, I think it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's the other factors that would make me a little bit nervous.
While you were saying that, I was thinking, and I really just started honing in on when was the last time one of these worked? When was the last time a team that hasn't been able to get over the hump, hasn't even been able to make it out of the second round, signs a big splashy old free agent who's past his prime and is going to have, everyone's going to have expectations for him to win a championship. I feel like we just saw this with Phoenix last year. They try to get
it's
too
not,
fancy.
Yeah, it's not quite what Phoenix is.
Yeah, because they didn't give up. And they didn't think. Give up.
Because,
and
two of the guys are...
Are homegrown.
Drafted by Philly.
Yes, yes.
So that, like, that matters a lot. The Suns, I think, would be the closest. Well, I said that like that's not what we just talked about. But the Suns, like, 3 years ago when they got Chris Paul.
Yeah, you think that? Okay. And they made
I think
final.
That's a better example. They got close. Like, you could compare Booker to Embiid. Ayton to Maxey, I guess.
Yeah, just because of experience
Chris Paul
wise.
Paul George.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I get what you're saying.
It did almost work.
So we do have an example of it.
But it's a little bit different because that team needed a leader, and Chris Paul was that. Paul George isn't like Embiid is the leader of the team. And there's already questions about that. Like no one can question.
Sorry.
What?
just the sentence. Embiid is the leader of the team.
It sent me into hysteria.
Yeah, it has to be. Yeah, but it just sends me into hysteria because like that's your leader. I mean, Paul George isn't much better of a leader. Hell, Maxey should get it. Jared McCain makes some leadership TikToks. But okay, here's the flip side. And I guess there's not like as many great free agents this year, so my argument doesn't make as much sense here. But like, wouldn't you rather like pay a little less for DeRozan and you get Caldwell Pope and you get a couple other guys?
I don't like DeRozan.
Okay, I'm more focused on Caldwell Pope. Like that should have been your quote unquote big fish. Those are the winning basketball players.
PCP. That's your big. You would take him over Paul George.
Okay. Wait. When you phrase it like that, it sounds bad. But
that's what our clips are gonna say.
Yeah.
The AI KCP or Paul George. Guys, discuss.
But
I get what you're saying because like the teams that we've seen. Go far.
They're depth. They have depth. They have more depth. Right. Yeah. It's all, and they have two stars. When was the last time we seen a guy win with three stars? I mean, probably the Warriors.
Yeah. It's funny how it's like you actually need less stars now.
Yeah.
Even the Warriors, that team was like the last team that won the finals was Curry and Clay.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking 2019 or 2018.
Like before, yeah.
It's been since the Toronto...
I mean, the run where you had Warriors, Cavs, Warriors.
That was it. That was the big three era. And now it's like... Yeah. And before, of course. And now the big three has
been done shit.
The Raptors
won with Kawhi, Siakam, Lowry, Van Vliet.
Yeah, Marc Gasol.
Marc Gasol, yeah.
Yeah, like you need like the scrappy veteran. Like, and I guess Paul George...
Like, are you confident in their starting five?
I'm Sixers.
Confident in... Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but by the time June comes around, is it going to be the starting three? Like, is it going to be the starting two?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, who is four and five? Like, Oubre? Is he playing the four?
Yeah, Oubre's playing the four, I bet. And two is going to be either McCain or, like, maybe, like, a Seth Curry.
They need
a KCP.
I love Seth Curry back.
Yeah, they should bring Seth Curry back.
Like, a Buddy Hield replacement.
Yeah, and they might.
Buddy Hield was... good.
Yeah, they do need a Buddy Hield. They might be able to keep Buddy Hield, which he didn't play very well for them last year.
I don't think they're gonna want to. Yeah. They had the one game. Was it game five? Six? I forget.
Yeah, he had a game. They always had a game.
But that's what I'm saying, is like you're so top heavy now. Like it's a fair point.
Yeah, it's
that you could use that money to fill out your roster and instead you got the big fish.
And it feels like It's exactly what the Suns did last year. It's exactly what the Lakers did with Westbrook when they traded KCP for Westbrook. Like you got to find the value contracts. And when like Orlando's they got a great contract with KCP and they didn't overpay him. They honestly, it was almost a little underpay. And those are the type of guys who are going to propel you to win a championship. And it's such, mm-hmm. And it's funny because I started out by saying I like the move, and it's the move you have to do if you're the Sixers, because you're the Sixers. You've been doing this the whole time, you know? Like, you're Daryl Morey. You have to have three stars. You flip Ben Simmons for Harden, and you have to flip him for something else. They were pissed that they didn't get a star in that trade. It was like, I don't know. I can hear the delay coming. All right, yeah, we're back.
All right, no new tabs for me, I guess. If I don't know a fact, then I'm just going to go on not knowing.
We need to find you a new laptop or something. I don't know what, maybe a new internet. Yeah. We'll just figure it out. I don't know. We'll replace it all. All right, we're back, though. Is it time to move on from Paul? You're right. We didn't really land on a consensus.
Yep.
But I think it's where we should stay. I don't think we need to Do I think they're a better team? Yes. Do I think they're going to win the championship? No. Do I think it was the right move?
I feel like I said the exact same thing when they got Harden.
Yeah, probably.
Because they're a better team.
But they're not going to win the championship.
They have a much better chance of winning the championship.
But they're not going to.
Than they did 2 days ago. But I don't think they're going to.
That's how I felt like a lot of these moves have been, or at least like the moves that have been close have been. But we'll keep going. Let's stay here. The next domino. I mean, one of the first dominoes to fall was a Wizard. Wiz Talk's back.
So that's your next big signing.
Jonas. Well, I just wanted to, it was an excuse to bring out Wiz Talk. I'm all in for Got Wiz it, Talk. Yeah. Jonas, 3-year deal, $10 million a year, valuable contract, tradable contract.
Oh, yeah, big value play.
He is ready for his 40 games.
Five picks.
You ready for 40 games in Washington, buddy? And then we'll see you in some other city.
Oh, yeah. I think he's going to toughen up Alex Czar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that's what they got him in for.
Big body down there, mm-hmm. gets boards, just shove him around in practice. Welcome to the NBA, buddy. That's what that contract is.
That's exactly what it is, and it's to get a big man in front of Alex. And I saw some people saying that he might play play the four because of that signing.
They could try it, but he's not going to be a long term.
Yeah, he needs to shoot way better than he is projected to eventually shoot. Then
yes. He might be
a four. Yeah, he might. I like the Valanciunas signing just out of value alone. Like if this is the only Wiz move the Wizards do, I mean, they should trade Shamet and they should trade Tyus Jones. But if this is it,
Tyus Jones is a free agent.
Oh yeah, he is a free agent. But I think they're trying to work on like a signing trade for him. Either way, great move by the Wizards. Just get a vet in there. Get an adult. They got an adult in the building. Him, Kuz, they can play out their dreams in Washington. It's just like a bear. It's like a merry little crew, like a ship. God,
it's the Titanic is what it is.
Yeah, Kuzma's going down with the ship. He's playing the violin while it's upside down.
He's got a 4-year, $25 million a year contract. He's fine playing the violin.
He loves the violin. He'll sink on that ship every year.
So Jordan Poole's playing right next to him.
Yeah, it's really it's a cast. It's quite the cast. But it should be
Meanwhile, Bilal is fighting to get on a lifeboat.
Yeah, Bilal and the rookies are like trying to man up the crew on the lifeboats.
Yeah,
like God, we got to get on. We could save this franchise. And like, so and then Kuz and Poole and Jonas are just strumming away.
It's been a pleasure playing with you, man.
Exactly. Yeah. Thanks for the check, man. See you tomorrow. Wait, yep. Hey, next game Thursday? All right, I'll see you then.
I actually just watched that movie a week ago. Great, great timing. I was able to participate on these references.
Yeah, you're right there. All right, I think we can. I think we can move on from Jonas. I do. As
that
like
better a, be a clip.
The Jonas clip, the Titanic on the Wizard's Titanic. That's got yeah. Let's make yeah. I'll force the AI to do that one if he can't it. If he can't figure it out. All right, Chris Paul goes to the Spurs. Another old name, another Paul going somewhere. This is, I mean, it's not going to be a championship defining move, but it's going to be a career move for Wemby. I think him playing with Chris Paul is going to be
yes.
Extremely important for his trajectory. He's going to be yep. able to,
The guy they drafted
Castle.
It's a point guard, right?
Yeah.
Castle, right. Yep.
Yeah. And
so that'll be good.
What's even better is he wasn't a point guard. So he needs a teacher. And who's a better point guard to teach than Chris Paul? So, it's a dream scenario if you're the Spurs. And
it does suck for Chris Paul. Like he's never gonna win a fight.
No, this is it. Yeah, this is it.
Yeah, I might as well just watch Wemby play. Maybe I can latch on for like 4 years.
But you know how much shit he would have gotten if he signed for a vet min with the Celtics? Everyone would have been like, what the fuck? Chris Paul. but that really, and it's funny, that or signing with like, I guess another finals contender like the Mavericks or the Timberwolves or he'd have to ring chase. And I think it's a classy yep. move. Classy move by Chris Paul.
Yep, I respect it.
Yeah. And I hope
he's so curious.
I hope it like really all I can hope for is just Lob City with Wemby. That's all we can hope for.
Oh yeah.
And
we'll get that.
Yeah, we're gonna get so many of that. I can't wait. It's it makes Wemby's games like Wemby's games are already must watch TV. Now it's like you're watching Wemby's games if they're on. And
yep.
There's no other option. Because it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Yeah. It is crazy. How old is Chris Paul? Like 39 now?
Like, I'll look it up since you can't.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, 39 years old. Just turned May 6th, a month ago, or 2 months ago.
What's Wemby? 39. 20, 19?
I think Wemby is.
He's born in 04, I think.
He's 20. Yeah, he's 20.
Boom, I nailed that.
That was a nail, yeah.
I'll need to look up facts when they're all right here.
Call us the wise guys for a reason. All right. What? This free agency... Just a bit. Ned just didn't have a lot of guys. Just didn't have a lot of free agents.
And talk about Clay?
I mean, yeah, we'll get to Clay.
The Lakers?
Yeah, let's do Clay.
Missed out?
Lakers did miss out. They apparently offered him more money.
D'Lo again.
They tried to ship off D'Lo again. To the same team.
Warriors set.
No. Or D'Lo. Warriors.
I know this right again.
Terrific move by the Warriors. If you're not going to play Klay Thompson, why the hell would you pay D'Lo? But yeah, the Clippers or the Lakers miss out on Klay. It seemed like it was.
I'm back in on Klay Thompson. By the way,
you have another future for the Mavs.
No. I just read. I was like reading the grades or whatever on all the free agency signings last night, and it was just talking about how he's like one of the best shooters of all time. And it's been overshadowed by Steph this whole time. Like, he's lost his debt, but he's still got it. Like, still got the stroke. I was like, he does. Like, all we talked about the whole playoffs was they just need somebody else that Luka can get past to in the corner.
Yep.
Hit threes. Well, yep. Adi freaking da. That's Clay Thompson. He can barely move anymore. He can stand in the corner and shoot threes.
It's a perfect fit. It is a completely perfect fit.
Yeah.
And I think... This is going to, it's all speculation, but I think why he chose the Mavericks over the Warriors, or the Mavericks over the Lakers is because he wanted to get out of Los Angeles, or not Los Angeles, but get out of California. He's too close to the Warriors there. And then he has, like, he doesn't change any of his pressure if he goes from a Steph Curry team to a LeBron team. And I know the Mavericks just made the finals, yeah, but they're not the Lakers. And they're not going to have the microscope on them. Like, if Klay Thompson, like, if he didn't like criticism last year, if he stuck on the Lakers, he was going to get death threats. Literally death threats were going to be sent to his house. So now he gets to go to the Mavericks, where they just made the finals. They have Kyrie, Luka, who can pass him in the corner whenever. And it's, as you said,
actually might not dribble the whole season.
No, I don't think he should. I think that should be the game plan.
Yeah,
like, Clay, don't
dribble on the floor.
Like, just don't do it. And, you know, he lost a step defensively, but he's definitely not a minus. He's not a minus defensively.
He's competent.
Yeah, he's competent. He knows what he's doing and he puts in the effort. He play whenever he's fully healthy for a season, he plays 70 games. And you're right. If he could score 38%, 40% from three and take six of them a game, maybe nine of them a game from the same spot and never dribble, it's going to be a perfect contract. And did you see what I guess you can't look it up because you'll crash. So I'll look it up. All right. So it was 50 million.
We use 50 million. Know that too.
Okay. Yeah. There you go. 3 years and 27 million guaranteed. So, oh no, that's Kyle. I'm looking at the wrong thing. I accidentally read some breaking news, but anyways, it was a different signing.
What's breaking news?
It was Kyle Anderson going to the Warriors. It's really not that, like,
cool.
I just read it. Yeah.
Breaking news.
Yeah. but anyways, Klay Thompson, perfect fit. I think that'll help them get them over the edge a little bit. I mean, I guess the edge at this point is just winning the finals. So it's a hard thing to say.
That's a big edge.
Yeah, it is a huge edge. But they should be better than a 5 seed this year, right? Even though they made the finals, they should be better than a 5 seed. I think so.
I guess the concern with the Klay contract is that we've seen him start to go downhill. And if it continues, like, guys hit a point where they get old enough and the decline occurs very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some guys are able to take a step back and just kind of fit into a new role and last for a while longer. Like, Kyle Korver played till he's like 50 just shooting threes. So maybe that's what Klay could do. But it could completely collapse. But guys that are good shooters, like, you don't just forget how to shoot the basketball.
Yeah, no, I yeah, exactly. And they have, so Klay took less money to go to the Mavericks to win a championship. So you're getting a Klay that's a little more locked in than it seems on the Warriors the past couple of years. He's
probably pissed off at the way the Warriors last couple of years went too.
Oh yeah, and he's probably pissed off that they just let him walk too. So you're getting revenge, Klay. You're getting, as you said, a shooter who's, you don't lose your shooting as much as you lose every other skill that you have, and he comes in wanting to win a championship. So that means if you have to have him on the bench, I'm sure he's gonna, you know, I don't think he's gonna start on the bench, but if at some point in the season they have to, it's not like the Warriors where he's like gonna be all disrespected and be like, what the hell, I won 4 rings here. Yada, yada, yada. And I think just getting a new, I feel like the Lakers wouldn't have been new enough. Just would have been right down, like, it just, I feel like he's putting right back in the same high-pressure situation here. He's still in a win-now situation, but he's in one where he's not ever the reason why they lose. He will never be the reason why they lose.
Oh.
Yeah, unless he goes 0 for 10 again in elimination games. But,
yeah. The real question is, how does this affect LeBron's legacy?
He can't get anyone. Now they're looking, I think my prediction for the Lakers, because they haven't done anything, is
they re-signed Max Christie.
Good for him.
Same. It did something.
Okay, you're right. They did do something. But
it didn't work.
Yeah, all right, I'll give you that. But they haven't gotten any external free agents. I'll give you that. How about that? They haven't made any trades. They haven't done it. All the LeBron sexuals are freaking out. I think my prediction is that they're just going to get stuck with DeRozan. They're going to get him for like some cheap deal for like 1 year. And they're like the Sixers to me too. They just keep trying to find this third guy. And it's not happening, pal. Yeah. Just how about you fill out the rest of your roster? Like they have Connect. They should just be looking at, they should be looking at the free agents list and go whatever, however they get the list, they need to go to the stats of the list and find the 3-point percentage and just sign the highest one. Because that's what they should be doing here.
That's not DeRozan.
No, it's not DeRozan. No, DeRozan's a terrible fit for the Lakers. He clogs up AD. He clogs so up awful. Bron. He doesn't fit with Bron. He plays the same position. And well, I guess LeBron's positionless. But in the role that you want, they're in the same area of the basketball court. And you're right. He doesn't shoot threes at all. So that's not, and he doesn't play defense. This would be exactly like the Russell Westbrook move, where it's like, well,
it's like Beal going to the Suns.
Yeah.
No way. Except maybe worse.
I'm reading some comments from I guess when you were glitching, Ethan said that you fell into the upside down, and then we need a new Wi-Fi sponsor. The Wi-Fi sponsor would be great. That'd be sweet.
This one. In all fairness, I'm in the attic, so I'm using the hotspot. So you can blame this one on AT&T.
There you go.
We'll see how the internet is in my apartment. That first podcast after I made it is going to be high stakes.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of pressure.
High pressure episode.
A lot of pressure. All right, we talked about KCP. Love that deal. Harden to the back to the Clippers. Who the hell is bidding against the Clippers here? Why did they give him $70 million?
Yeah, he must have just asked nicely.
For real? Like, what? I want to know how that negotiation was.
3 years?
It was 2 years, $70 million. So $45 million a year. Nobody's paying James Harden that money. Nobody.
I mean, I guess it's not like, it's not his max.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's not his max.
And they let Paul George go, so they have some money. But yeah, what a disaster that team has become.
They have an addiction to signing like the same type players every year.
They're going to have no picks either.
No.
Gave up a billion.
They already
picks
gave him all. Yeah, for Paul George.
And Shy, dude, I completely forgot
and they
about
threw
that.
Shy in there too. MVP candidate,
yeah,
Shy Gilgeous-Alexander.
That's got to be the worst trade. That might be worse than Garnett and Pierce.
Depending on how the picks play, definitely, because they still have picks from like 5 years from now. Yeah. They have like a 2027 pick. It's crazy. So they Russell Westbrook opted into his player. So did PJ Tucker. They both want to be traded. They signed Mo Bamba, Chris Dunn.
Russell Westbrook going to go?
Batum again. They signed Derek Jones Jr. and Kevin Porter Jr.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Who's a jackass. That guy should be out of the league.
I mean, that's like, that's filling out your roster, I guess.
That's, but like,
that
I feel like
these teams to do.
They're all like, they're all just bad point guards that are bad at different things. Like, why did they sign four point guards that are all bad at different things? That doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't know.
And then they signed Bamba and Batum. Weird. Just a weird team. This is just a weird and ugly,
team. That's a train wreck. That's when Paul George left, like, you just bought yourself probably 8 years of mediocrity, do bad basketball.
And you'll never know what Kawhi is going to do. You'll never know if he's going to play. Gone. Yeah, they're never, because you're never gonna depend on
him. His ship has sailed too. He won that finals in Toronto.
Oh, and he doesn't care at all.
Oh, disappeared. Yeah, and like three rings when he's 28.
Yeah, now he hasn't won one yet. Since. I'm on.
Yeah, and he's never done.
You know who's gonna be real mad when the Clippers are bad for the next couple years? This website called Clipsaholic.
What?
It's called Clipperholics. This is how you know there's a website for everything. Because if there's a Clippers fan base website called the Clippersaholic,
is it SB Nation? Because I'm pretty sure they have to have this.
No, it's Clippers. It's Clippersholic. Okay. Clippersholic.com. It's a whole website dedicated to the Clips. Awesome. I need to find the Wizards version of this. Where the hell is the Wizards Holics?
There's a couple that I like. There's Wiz of Oz and Bullets Forever, but those are like the fan sided and SB Nation.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if there's a Wizaholic out there.
Oh man. All right. What else we got? Isaiah Hartenstein going to the Thunder. Massive overpay, but it doesn't matter. They're not paying any of their guys for like the next 5 years because they're all rookies.
We also talked about at the deadline about how badly they needed another center.
I was just gonna say. And it's a perfect fit. They desperately need a center. So I think it's an overpay, yes, but do I think it's a logical overpay? Yes. I think it's a logical overpay.
Calculated overpay.
Say again.
Calculated overpay.
Yes. Yes. Calculated overpay. For sure. And I think this makes them like
window's now open.
Yes, the window's open. I don't care how young they are. Shea is old enough. They just got Caruso. They just got Hartenstein. You got four.
Open. That defense is gonna be nasty.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. That team's gonna be nasty. The number one seed in the West.
Two out of five with Caruso and Dort.
Oh, the defense the one seed in the West, who we all thought was the harder conference, just got two players that significantly upgraded them and got rid of a player that was redundant and they didn't want.
Hartenstein's gonna help them rebounding big time.
Yeah, that's what they needed against the Clippers. Yep. Man, they're such a smart team.
They are.
And it's funny because it hasn't come into fruition yet. But when it does, it's gonna be glorious. Like it's gonna be.
Although, are they gonna be the team that we just talked about how smart they are and then they never win anything?
That's what I was kind of referring to.
Like 7 years, the Colts were just this like perfectly built roster, but never win more than one playoff game.
Yeah, that's true. I can see the path for that, but it's starting now though. We can't say they haven't done anything yet until you give them 2 years, and then we can say they haven't done anything.
Yeah, yeah, okay. If they don't get to the finals in the next 2 years, how about that? Is that fair? Or at least come like there.
Wait, close. Let me see how old.
If they lose in Game 7 in the West Conference Finals, that's one. Because you got to consider who they have to face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shea's 25. You got
Timberwolves in the Conference Finals this year, and Jokic in the Conference Finals the next year.
Yeah, then I'll give you a pass.
That's okay. I can live with that.
Yeah,
I'll be in the Conference Finals though.
Definitely got to make the Conference Finals. You got to make the Conference Finals. I think definitely within 2 years, and you have to be in the finals. I mean, I'll give him an extra year. Give him 3. Shea will be 28 by the end of that. So that's
win 1 in 5.
Yeah. 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 And we'll have this report by 10 years.
That's the ultimate goal. If you win one ring, then everything worked.
Yeah, it's all that matters. Right? You're up, you're in history forever. That's the one ring, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Like same thing. Like same with the process when for the Philly.
We get way too excited about this stuff. Right? Yeah. If they win one title,
the process worked.
No.
If they win one with Embiid, technically the process worked.
Yes. If Embiid is there and they win, the process worked.
Yes. But anything else, any other scenario, I think that's
The process is still going.
that's my favorite line. Oh, the process is still here. It's still active. Paul George is part of the process.
Yes, it all led. I mean, if you trace it back,
the process,
like the money. Well, I'm not gonna do this.
No, I know exactly. Sounds gonna do it. Part of the
process, yeah. Right?
And then that flipped to Harden. Simmons, Harden. Those guys for free agents.
Then Harden, that money's gone, and now the Harden money. Yep, there you go. Signed Paul George. You can go back even further than that.
Oh yeah, we can keep going.
Fine, whatever. Bum started on the team to get him the top pick.
You know what the process turned into?
6 years in a row. What?
It turned into the blueprint for the NFL. Our blueprint, our Panthers blueprint is the process. That is the process.
That was a cold, that has become a really cold take. Although, really, they did not execute it.
No, they didn't execute. Hey, we said it when they made the moves.
Everything
we said,
that we said that they should have done, it was not good. Yeah.
Yes. Every time that they made moves.
I think we jumped ship on that early enough.
No, I think we did too. We were on them when they had Teddy Bridgewater, and we said they were doing the right thing, and then they didn't make a single move that was good afterwards. Yep.
We also had them taking CJ Stroud in our mock draft.
Yeah.
Just saying.
All right. We should run the Panthers.
Anyway. This free agency isn't great.
We've talked football twice already. Yeah, this is bad. Jonathan Isaac stays with the Magic. Tillman goes with the Celtics. Latest, DeMar DeRozan might sign a 1-year deal because there's no teams with cap space this year that want him. It's very boring. It's a very boring.
Bucks do anything?
No, Bucks haven't done a single thing. I think it's funny. It's a lot. Remember the trade deadline when we were saying some of the more interesting teams are the ones that didn't do anything? And I think that's where the free agency is at. Because the Bucks haven't done anything. The Warriors haven't done anything besides let people go. And I don't know if this Kyle Anderson thing is real.
But, Minnesota?
Minnesota hasn't done anything. And there's
Denver.
Denver is just keep losing players. Yeah, all these teams just keep losing players over and over again. And I think a lot of it is the teams are scared about the second apron. And the other thing of it is, like, there just isn't as many good free agents. You know, you're just when DeMar DeRozan.
No, it's a weak free agent class.
Yeah, it's very weak.
It's like when I was looking at the table. It was I think it was on Yahoo when they were tracking all the free agents. LeBron was one.
Yep.
Obviously, he's not going anywhere. And then Paul George was two. So, and I don't even remember who was three. It might have been DeRozan. No, I think it was like.
Who was it, Clay?
Someone else who re-signed. Maybe.
All right,
bunch of the guys that re-signed were all in there. So.
All right, I'm on the tracker. The ESPN tracker, right? That's what you're talking about?
Maybe.
Oh, we didn't talk about a thing that actually happened that was cool was DeJounte Murray got traded to the Pelicans. And
oh my god, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, that was a couple days ago.
Yeah, that was it was a couple days ago. I feel like it was right after our pod. So but they trade.
Yeah, that's true.
So the Hawks get Larry Nance, Dyson Daniels, first round pick via the Lakers from 2025. So next year's Lakers pick. So that's not going to be any good. And then 2027, the hell does this mean? Least favorable of Milwaukee or New Orleans. So I guess whoever's.
Oh, so it's a bad pick swap.
Yeah.
Or not a pick swap, I guess.
No, it's just a bad pick.
Yeah, I mean, that needed Hawks to happen.
They did, but they got fleeced. They got fleeced, but they.
You think they got fleeced?
Yeah.
What did they give up for him?
They gave up two first-round picks that neither have been used yet. They gave up. What else did they give? I think that's. They you're right. Okay, they didn't give up too much for him, but they gave up better picks, I believe. And.
Yeah.
And I guess you're getting. I like Dyson Daniels. I think he's a nice. I liked him coming out of the draft. Mm-hmm. Predict him going to the Pelicans, too, which is pretty funny. And Larry Nance, I guess, is solid front court guy. And you're right. You had to get rid of Murray. The hell are the Hawks?
Get rid of one of them.
Like, what are the Hawks doing? Like, who?
I'd rather have Murray than Trey, I think.
I'd rather have Murray than Trey.
I think you might get more from Trey.
Yeah, you could get more draft picks from Trey. You can get more assets from Trey. I don't know. If you're a Hawks fan, And my roommate was last year, Kieran, if you're listening. He does listen, so I hope he's listening. But just close your eyes.
Not to be dramatic, but it's an unmitigated disaster.
It's just not fun. Like, there's nothing fun about this team. I don't know a single player. Like, unless you're a Trae Young fan, there's no one on the team that's interesting. Not a single player.
Such like a soft penis team.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a very flaccid team for sure.
I just don't want to watch the Hawks. Because I feel like the Trae Young fight has been over for 2 years now.
Yeah, that yep.
Like, he's not even overrated anymore. It's just like, yeah.
No, and they get the worst first overall pick ever. Like,
kick him to the curb.
Like, this
for Gavi.
Yeah, see, they had the worst number one pick ever. They got Bojan Bogdanovic. They got Clint Capella, who everyone's been trying to get rid of for like 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, all these players, I feel like, have been on the trade market for like 5 years now, and nobody wants any of them.
Yep. And you can't build around Trae Young. Like, he can't be your best player.
No, I feel like we figured that out.
Yeah, no, we've done this. We've done this conversation before.
Stupid.
I guess, like, moving Murray is the right thing to do, but, like, you didn't really get any building blocks from it.
No, that's what I'm, like, you have nothing to flip. You have nothing to...
Jason Daniels and the Lakers pick.
Yeah, and a Milwaukee... Didn't even get the
more favorable of the 2020.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
We got the least favorable.
Well, and, like, who's doing these negotiations? Where are the Milwaukee picks from, like, 2029 for Drew Holiday? I want those picks. I don't want. I mean, 2027. Yeah. I'm gonna assume Giannis is still there. 2029. Who knows? I don't know. Quentin Grimes also went to the Dallas Mavericks. Forgot about that. They traded him Tim Hardaway in a sign and trade to the Pistons. Pistons just acquiring trash, just gobbling it up. Just like, oh, you don't.
Whatever we've said about. Teams like being a disaster.
The Pistons are trash.
At least you are not the Detroit Pistons. Although the shooting coach.
Yeah, they did get the shooting coach. They did get the and
they got a couple of the shooting coaches.
they did sign Cade Cunningham. They got Tobias Harris for $52 million.
That's like, literally just charity.
Another great website, pistonpowered.com.
Yeah.
And this is the best headline I've ever seen. This guy, Aaron Kellerstross, wrote this at 8 in the morning today. Was probably pissed, and he named it 3 free agents the Pistons could have signed instead of Tobias Harris. A list. Who we got? Najee Marshall, they wanted. Next. I want to let me press next. It's gatekeeping. Oh, because I'm already on the third one. That's weird. Kelly Oubre. Or. Come on, don't. What's the last one? Or Klay Thompson. Yeah, none of those guys are signing there. That was just like. No. That's just hope. Well, because Najee Marshall, another signing to the Mavericks. Mavericks really bolstered their roster. They made it to the finals and lost.
Yeah, they went to work.
And I major like that's what you want to do, like that's what I love seeing. Like they and you know what they didn't do, like even though I guess you could technically say Clay's a star, but they didn't go and sign a max free agent and clear a bunch of cap space to go sign a max free agent because they lost the finals. They actually got depth pieces that are gonna contribute. Ugh. All right, what else we got here? There's some there's some random ass trades. Oh, these are all from the draft. That's why. We got anything else? James Wiseman, our guy, the wise guy, went to the Pistons. Oh no, not the Pistons. He was on the Pistons. He went to the Pacers.
Fit. Oh, speaking of Pacers, Jalen Smith.
Yep.
Went to
the Bulls.
Portland. Bulls, okay.
Yeah, the Bulls. Yeah, that I
nice payday.
Yeah, nice payday, and they need a center. They just lost Drummond. He'll be able to start.
Yep. That's another team that's like, where are we going now?
The Bulls. Yeah, they're making some weird moves.
It's been like that since they were. Remember when they were the one seed in the East in like January?
Yes. All right, let's play a game.
Like, maybe.
Let's play a game. How old is James Wiseman? What's your guess?
Twenty-three
years old. Holy crap.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I mean,
that's insane.
He's now been on three teams at 23 years old. That's really, really crazy. I hope they put him in a position. Like, he's going to be behind Miles Turner, behind Pascal Siakam if they ever play him at the five. And he'll be able to learn behind those guys. I think that's a good fit for them. He can run, and like, he's not a thinker, so it's a perfect pacer because they're not a thinking team. They're just a run and do team. And I think James Wiseman going there is a perfect fit. I don't think it's going to be like anything breaking, but I think it's a good fit. We got anything else here? Gary Harris signed to Orlando, which I thought was weird after they just signed KCP. Could have thought he could have gotten some more money somewhere else. Maybe he knows the culture's building. It's brewing there. I do like the Magic this year. I think they're gonna be. All right, that's all I got. You got anything else?
Yeah. I was just gonna say it's another like step forward this year team.
Yeah, and they're even worse. Then they have way less expectations than the Thunder. They're like, hey, can you win like three playoff games? That'd be pretty cool. Get some cool games in here. That'd be sweet. But they're like the up and coming, you know. All right.
Yep.
I think we exhausted. We're running on fumes now. We're just grasping at
not great. Honestly,
it was just a mediocre.
Yes, we got to start ranking quarterbacks.
Yeah, it's football time. Well, you know what starts? This starts this week. It might have even dropped today.
The Giants, the
off-season Giants. Yeah.
Yeah. So there we go.
We're back, baby. You missed the NFL.
Boy,
it's a quick break. Back.
All right. So ready for training camp?
Oh, I'm going. I'm going to Commanders.
Are you?
Yeah. I got an extra ticket. You want to come?
When?
Sunday the 29th.
Yes. Let you know.
All right, cool. Sweet. All right, well, thank you all for listening. This was a mediocre free agency, but I felt like we covered everything right. And we'll see.
I think we had a good time.
Yeah, we had a good time. That's all that really matters.
At least that.
Yeah. All right, let's wrap this up, and we'll see everyone on Friday or post 4th of July. Everyone enjoy your 4th of July. Cool.